In the morning, there are great numbers of coaches and buses all over Iraq, dispatching citizens to airports. Most of these army planes are en route to cities in Australia, such as Sydney, Brisbane, and Melbourne. Saddam is already in Australia to boost the morale of the armies. The planes land in a deserted land near Brisbane. Several hundred thousand civilians who slob down in front of Iraqi State Digital, who are now going to have to be sudden experts in guerrilla warfare.
Welcome, Iraqi citizens. Welcome, young school children where we couldn't find fathers. And welcome, disabled men, and in some circumstances, old grandmothers from really strange towns. Today will be one of the greatest in our empire's history of just over a year. For today, our world domination will be complete. This land, Australia, soon to be named Australirak, will complete the Iraqi Empire.
Go Iraq! Go Iraq!
Now to the battle.
Saddam, it's time to wax the car. Get up, come on, get up! Do I have to come to the room? I can't believe it, it's not fucking there! Wait a minute, there's the door. Oh, it's you, Mr. Dodd. Where's Saddam? Have you been bad influencing him?
There is a war on, don't you know? Saddam is hoping to finally annex Australia. He is going in by stealth.
In an Australian newsroom.
I have unfortunate news. It's going to be a big story. Saddam is finally trying to use his might against us, but his strategy can only be described as plain stupid.
How do you mean?
Well, he has planes and planes of his air force with millions of Iraqi Empire citizens landing just outside major cities across Australia. We have been able to release a major army, but it's not what I would call stealth.
Colleagues, listen up. This is a big story. I know this civilization's days could be numbered, but this is the event of the decade. Dispatch your crews to each of the locations where Iraq was spotted. I want live coast-to-coast coverage in each major city, on both the news network and Channel 10. This Saddam may cost me an empire. I must at least incite a rebellion if he does get power.
On Australian TV.
It is a crisis. Our days as a free economy and a society with no problems whatsoever may be numbered. Saddam Hussein has finally launched a major assault against our nation, using huge swathes of Iraqi citizens conscripted into his air and naval forces. The ground army offensive may be numbered in the millions. Meanwhile, the Australian army is scrambling to launch a form of counter-offensive. Our arsenal of nuclear weapons may be called on in this instance. Tonight, here on Channel 10 at 11 p.m, you can see the biography of Saddam Hussein. It is an intimate portrait of the ruthless world leader who has achieved what Hitler would have died for.
In Melbourne.
Our ground forces have successfully captured Sydney. Brisbane is reported to be close. Our strategy may just have worked. Australia's resources were not able to be called on in sufficient time. Meanwhile, we have a new devastating offensive. Your science and offensive leader, plus your Minister of Defence, Mr. Dodd, has developed a biological weapon capable of immobilizing entire cities. This device is the size of a pen, and on detonation releases the common flu in huge quantities. This is a pretty sure solution, but if all else fails, I have some letters of anthrax in my jacket which I may dispatch. Victory should be ours for certain.
Just outside the scene, there are some news reporters.
Saddam, do you have anything to say? No fucking comment.
What do you say to Australia's position in this offence?
I can't believe this. It's Rupert Murdoch. We meet again.
You and me are very powerful men in our capacities. Now, I know that you a complete annexing of the free world is almost a dead cert. I might think that in the situation we could come to a deal.
There's to be no deal, Rupert. In fact, if I got my way, there's to be no Rupert. You almost are Australia, and in that, you are the enemy.
I have things which I could offer. Not first and foremost exactly, but what sources of information and entertainment do you have in ship?
nothing but my state-broadcast and state-sponsored magazines and newspapers. The morale of my dictatorship depends on the citizens' lives not having much colour. Give them entertainment, you also give them power. I have a million conscriptees who are for the first time in their lives seeing corners of the world they previously could only have dreamed of. I believe you are a very flawed man, Rupert.
You see no reason. You make no sense. Not in the real world. Your citizens only follow you because they have no choice, because death is the result, obviously, being different. In my businesses, I give the illusion of power and more choice, but in fact that business still controls the flow of information. The mere illusion of power is enough to stop the rebellion.
Enough is enough here, Rupert. You have failed to convince me. I will hear no more of this, and you'd better hope Australia pulls through, or I won't be through with you in the way that you would like.
Sometime later.
Okay, Vulcan. I am calling on you to dispatch the Flubanger. I would like to see it launch in the deserts to avoid suspicion. The likely launch will be aimed at Sydney. You are in charge of this, Vulcan.
Australia is as good as sick.
Excellent. Australia, you have defied me for too long.
Okay, I will dispatch the Flubanger.
As you probably already know by now, my empire is nearly complete. But I need time to think. It is such a significant time. I'm going for a walk. I will be alone. Are you sure you don't want to be surrounded by security? No, I would be alone.
A little later, in a row next to some woods.
I hear a noise. Who's that behind me?
This is Rupert. Saddam, you son of a bitch! You might be getting Australia, but you're going down!
I know 50% karate and 33% judo. I challenge you!
I elbow you! I do a mean punch to the groin! I headbutt you with my nose ring!
Why are you describing all your actions?
Because this is a fucking audio, not a fucking movie!
Well, in that case, I kick you upwards in the chin, followed by a debilitating punch to the stomach and a grab to the balls.
I am now going to bang your head against the tarmac and then hold it up just as a juggernaut drives up.
And I am going to jam my fist up your rear end.
Ye gods, I'm going to bend your toes back and neck slam your head into the road also. Oh, fuck. He seems to be unconscious. Oh, well, better be going. I would call 911. It's just that I don't seem to give a fuck. So that's the end of the episode. Australia is a dead cert. It's sure to become part of the Empire now, but Saddam is stone cold Steve Austin on the floor, and since he is placed in the middle of the road, is at the whim of inconsiderate taxi drivers and juggernauts. However, he is fortunate enough that the next thing along is an ambulance. So he, a foreign dictator, is now resting up in what is now an Iraqi hospital in Melbourne. Stay tuned for the next episode of Saddam Hussein's Madness Saga.